Next patient is Andrew DeCio. That's D, D as in David, E-S-I-O, DeCio, Andrew DeCio. Date of birth is 8/7/77. Date of visit is 3/22/23. Please make a copy for Kate Loftus, PA. Kate is K-A-T. Loftus is L-O-F-T-I-S. Kate Marie Loftus, PA. Next paragraph. Dear Kate, thank you for sending. Andrew DeCio for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 45-year-old male who has had a past history of recurrent sinusitis, otitis, and nasal allergies, has had a chest CT done on 2/8/23, which showed several nodules in the right as well as the left lung field, measuring from 1 to 5 millimeters. The patient apparently has had a previous chest CT in February of 22, which showed this same nodules in both lung fields. And there was no change in their appearance. He denies cough or wheezing, but has some postnasal drip, sinus drainage, and fullness in his ears from eustachian tube dysfunction and otitis. The patient had no recent weight loss, fevers, and night sweats. Next, past history includes history of sinus disease and history for ear infections, history of sinus surgery, as well as septum surgery. Nasal septum surgery. He had a tonsillectomy remotely. He has some anxiety attacks. No hypertension. Next, habits the patient smoked 0.5 to 1 pack per day for 11 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. Works from home. Next paragraph, allergies to pollen and grass. Next paragraph, family history. Father's illness unknown. Mother is in good health, but had surgery for a colon rupture. Next paragraph. System review of the patient denies fatigue, weight loss, or fever. No glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, no urinary frequency or flank pain. He has no shortness of breath or wheezing, but has an occasional cough. Denies any abdominal pains, nausea, reflux. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, but has anxiety. He has no joint pains or muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities. Next, physical exam. Any denies skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This Averagely perfumed white male was alert, no acute distress, there was no clubbing pallor or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 52, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 170 pounds, saturation 97. HUNT norms, phallic pupils reactive, sclerae clear. Ears reveal mild scarring, the left eardrum is slightly inflamed, but no drainage. Neck supple with no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and asthma, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scuffed, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexive the 1+. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1, bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis. Number 3 is chronic sinusitis. Number 4 is anxiety disorder. Number 5 is otitis media. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He will continue with escitalopram 10 milligrams a day. He was advised that a follow-up chest CT needs to be done in 6 months. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 2 months. The first time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for copy for Joanna Mantanillo. Oh, sorry. Copy for Kate Loftis, L-O-F-T-I-S. Kate is K-A-T. Kate Loftis, P-A. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.